This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
I couldn't sleep last night because I was riding the Family Feud high. It was so exciting.
Your adrenaline was pumping. They're out on tour. They're doing the local auditions. And, of course, it was a lifelong dream for you and the Zapp family to attend. How'd you make out?
All right. Sorry, I did 9.9. It's Anna and Raven. Yeah, but my family got selected to audition for Family Feud. We were at the Stanford Marriott. People came from everywhere. We were one of the few people that were actually from Connecticut, which was odd.
Mm.
And we were nervous. We check in, we go into this giant room, okay. And, you know, I interviewed all my family members. It was my sister, my husband, my cousin, and her husband.
Right.
And here's what they had to say before it was our turn to go up.
Laura, how are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling pretty nervous.
What do you think about our competition in this room?
Well, everyone's in color-coded outfits, and we didn't even think of that, so we're not doing well so far.
How did you guys not think of that? So I saw your photo there, up there, and I'm thinking to myself, how is it you miss the fact that you're supposed to go, like, in a group outfit?
Well, here's...
Like, everybody does that.
No,
you know that.
There's a reason why we didn't.
Okay.
We were given a tip by somebody who had been selected to be on the show to dress classy. And instead of doing the crazy outfit. So,
okay.
Sure, we walk in. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, listen, I'm not going to convince all these people to wear all purple. So I'm just going
sure.
to, I can convince them to
is
wear their
your,
business casual.
Is that
casual.
Your color of victory?
I don't know.
I mean, why would purple be the first color that comes to mind?
Somebody
says classy
different.
And you think Prince.
Yeah.
You think crushed velvet.
Right. Yeah,
okay,
clearly.
I understand. I mean, you could have a nice outfit and have it match.
But we were taking this seriously. And in there, it said dress business casual. So we were ready for interviews.
Yeah, no, they were lying.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Angela, how are you feeling?
Definitely nervous.
Do you have any kind of plans for when we get up there?
Just lots of good answer, yes,
right.
Anna, good answer.
What if I give a bad answer?
Good answer, Anna.
Right.
There are no bad answers on Family Feud.
Turns out there are, because I gave one.
I knew you were going to.
Oh, no.
I'm going to get to that in just a minute. You want to talk about humiliating yourself in a room full of hundreds of people?
Well,
and
you know
I'm loud.
Well, at least
clear.
They're strangers, right? What
right.
happened?
All right, I'll tell you in a minute. Hold on. Then I'm talking to my cousin.
Keith, as you're getting ready to go up there, how are you feeling?
My palms are sweaty. My pits are starting to smell.
Good.
But I feel good, though.
Feels good. He's ready to get up there.
Keep
I mean, if you're not sitting next to him, you feel fine.
Right, and then he continues.
For our interesting fact, we wrote that you had a failed vasectomy, and it was 1 in 1,000. That's you. How are you feeling about that being your fun fact?
Well, it's true, and I think men need to know that it happens.
Yep.
You know what? Good, good
right.
public service announcement, and it's good.
So we get called up, and we're competing against another
Keith
family.
Keith is paying the price.
And we are told by the executive producers, go crazy, the whole thing. And, you know, we follow directions well in my family.
Right. So when they say go crazy,
go crazy.
Did somebody throw a glass off their table or anything like that? You guys kick over the table? I got the answer.
Right.
Boom, kick it up, run through the wall like the Kool-Aid man. What happened?
We had some tricks up our sleeves. And we went up there, and I'm the first one to go because I'm captain of the team.
Okay.
And the question is, and the other team is all red, matching red.
Right.
And they came with instruments. They were playing instruments up there.
Oh, so you were already behind it.
But
were behind the eight ball.
I said to them, I go, this is, we're going out here.
They asked the question.
Name something you do in the nude in your home.
And Anna Zapp says...
I'm holding up a sign because I can't say it on the radio.
Oh, my gosh.
This is what I scream.
You can use that. That's a technical term.
No, there's children listening. I cannot say this on the air.
Let's just say that it was a solo act. All right. Sometimes on Broadway, they do a solo act. This was in the the question was? In your home?
Something you do in the nude in your home.
Right. Okay. So that's the same thing as a solo act for
Anna
Zapp.
Despite the fact...
How was it not on the board?
It was not on the board.
That's crazy.
So, right... Yeah.
Steve Harvey would have thrown his
card
up.
So the whole place goes completely silent. And here's the thing. If you go to our Instagram story, I'll tell you what it is, but I can't say it on the radio.
Right.
I know there's kids listening. And And, you know, the whole place goes silent.
Yeah.
And then it erupts in laughter. And I'm like, I'm going to, all right. Like, is it on the board?
You feel like you got to be on the show.
Right. So, well, I'm thinking like, you know, I play up the, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. And I am embarrassed because it's not the thing I had planned on screaming about, you
know? Right, right, right.
And then we went on back and forth, the huddles. We did all that. And we won a round. We lost a round. It was good.
Mm-hmm. How about shower would have worked?
Shower was one of the answers.
Right.
Cleaning, sleep. Nookie was actually what we stole and won with. Nookie. You know what I'm talking
that's
about.
Terrible.
Right. Mm. But you know what?
I mean,
what?
Nookie was actually on the board, or you're just using that as your
I'm
other
safe term? I'm using that as my other
you're
word.
You're terrible at this now. Now you sound like you're 85.
What am I? I don't know. I don't want to say those words.
All right.
So here's the thing. At that point, they said after you audition, you can go home. You'll get a notice in the mail within 4 weeks.
Right.
Right after, the executive producer runs up to me. She hands me a piece of paper, and she whispers in my ear, bring this up to the front. You're going to the secret second room.
Secret second room.
Whoa!
Boom! What happened next?
We're going to fill you in coming up next here on Star 99.9. Also, one of the questions at the Family Feud audition last night that we got when we were up there competing.
Right.
Name something Florida is famous for.
Beaches.
Beaches was up there.
Okay.
I said Miami and partying, but I was like, I was farther down. That wasn't on the list.
Key West might have been possible.
No,
okay,
there...
so I'm going to say Disney, the Magic Mouse.
Disney World. My husband was the buzzer-in guy, mm-hmm. and he got it with Disney World. And then it was Beaches, Sun, alligators. My sister said old people, which I thought was a fantastic answer.
It is a good answer.
Not on the board.
No.
Yeah. But it doesn't matter.
Say.
Yeah. The executive producer afterwards, we thought we were done, came up and handed us a slip of paper really discreetly and said, all right, you're on to the next round, the secret room.
Because you said something crazy in your first round.
No, my husband, my sister, my cousin, and her husband, they pulled together. We were a true family unit up there. I mean, we
your
all
proudest
the good answers.
Moment.
So what happens when we get to that second room? I'm going to fill you in. Come
if you
next.
Miss it,
a couple minutes ago, we were talking about the fact that I auditioned for Family Feud last night. They had like a local audition in Stamford. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. And after I humiliated myself by saying the most inappropriate things up there.
Yeah, it wasn't the right answer.
It wasn't
it
the right answer.
Got you cued to the second room, I'm thinking.
That's what I'm... So the producer said they were looking for big personalities and they were looking for a lot of energy. And my family, we delivered. It was me, my husband. It was my sister, my cousin Angela, her husband Keith.
I love
and
how
we were
you
ready
say
to go.
It with confidence. We delivered.
We got up there
we
and
gave them
good.
The action that they were after. Hey, listen, we're the Zaps, all right? We're here for business.
Executive producer comes up to us right after we thought we were done, you
right.
know? And she hands us a piece of paper and she goes, you go to the front, you're on to the next round.
Next round.
They don't tell everybody right now, the next round.
Of course not, because they don't want people to hate you to be
right.
waiting for you outside.
So now we're pumped, but we're nervous because we're like, what's going to happen? So we get to this special line that mm-hmm. doesn't have many people in it at all. So we know that it's pretty special.
It's
yeah.
special. It's the special line.
But it's it's a situation, Raven, that we could handle.
Right.
But it is difficult for my family because we are on camera
right.
by ourselves in a room.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the hardest thing for somebody to do
right.
is just talk about yourself.
Oh.
And, you know, think about how
how
hard
long
it
did
is.
They, how long did they want you to talk for?
Like, for a good amount of time.
So they didn't even say. They didn't put a limit on
goodness.
It. So, I mean, people are coming out with their first bullet point, and then after that, they're in trouble.
And here's the thing is you panic when you're not prepared for that because we didn't know what was going to happen in that room. We didn't know if it was fast money.
Well,
we
that's the other thing, too.
Right.
When you show up in that second room, you look around and you realize it is the elite of those that were in that first room. It is the best of the best. It's Top Gun.
I mean,
it's Top Gun.
You know what's
for Family
crazy
Feud.
Cool? The guy in there, the executive producer that was in charge of that room,
yeah.
remembered my video that I submitted.
He was the executive
How
producer
crazy.
Of that room.
That's a
of
good
that room.
That's
He's
a good
like, I've been
on.
Waiting for you. You know, that's funny thing is every time I've went with a producer about everything, they tell you something very heartfelt about remembering your tape. I wonder if they all just say that and lie to us.
No.
I've watched it 5 minutes
do you know
before.
What, do you know what video I sent?
No.
I sent the video of us doing the Billie Eilish dance to Bad Guy. That was the video I sent.
That was
I feel
video.
Like I get 50% now.
Yeah.
All right. So moving on. So what happens in the room?
So now the cameras are all on
unbeknownst
us.
To me, I didn't sign a release form for that video to go out.
Please.
Unbelievable.
All right. So we get in there and we do the best we can. It's a little bit of stuttering. It's
okay.
not 100%. But we really try the best
right.
we can.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I went around afterwards and I asked my family how they thought we did. Mm-hmm. And here's my sister.
So, Laura, when we had to give our private interviews, you told them that you were a cheese connoisseur. Are you, in fact, a cheese connoisseur?
I'm not. I lied. I blacked out. And that's
I blacked
what
out.
I said. I don't know why.
And then you recommended that people eat burrata.
I did. He didn't ask me to elaborate, but I said that burrata was a great cheese with a creamy filling. You should give it a shot.
Can you imagine?
See, that's the thing. The producer's never heard of burrata cheese,
right,
like the rest of America. So I love that her go-to is just she talks
cheese
about
expert.
Cheese.
She's a cheese expert.
Right.
You know, you have to keep smiling and
right.
cheering for them. And I'm out of the corner of my eye, I'm like, what is she talking about?
But you know what? Steve Harvey will do something with that. You know what I mean? He makes lemonade. That's
right.
his job. That's his job.
My cousin Keith.
Keith, how do you feel about our performance tonight? We did make it to the second round.
Yes, well, when we made it to the second round, this second chest bump really hurt me, so I'm still having a little trouble breathing right now.
So I
who chest bumped
him? I convinced Paul and Keith, my husband and my cousin Keith, that every time we got a right answer, they would have to run and chest bump, so they would be known as the chest bump guys.
He's like got broken ribs.
Kind of smart. Kind of smart at the same time. Kind of cheesy, but all
right.
Okay.
Right.
But you have a cheese expert right next to him, so why not?
Here's the whole thing, though. It was so natural. It's like they chest bumped.
It's like
the
they were waiting. Right, they were waiting. Right.
And then it wrapped up with my cousin Angela.
And Angela, overall, you think we're going to L.A.?
I actually do. I think that we did the best we could. And, I'm waiting for the postcard.
I can't wait.
They're going to let us know within 4 weeks if we make it to the finals.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, wish us luck.
All right.
Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $38.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.